Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
We've created a free self-care checklist and it's ready for you to download today. On the checklist, you'll find 50 brand new ideas to practice self-care. And it's not just bubble baths. Download the free checklist today and be reminded of the importance of practicing self-care. Head to themerrymakersisters.com/self-care. All right, let's get into the episode. Welcome to episode 373 on the Get Merry podcast. And we're excited because today in our episode, we're going to be sharing our exact morning ritual that we pretty much do every single day. So get ready for that.
This is your key for your amazing life. Yeah. To follow our exact ritual.
And also, just get ready because it's super complicated and it's going to be like, you're going to have to write so many notes about our morning ritual.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Okay, but I'm going to start with this quote. We are going to share our morning ritual. It's very simple. It's not complicated. You don't have to do it. Make your own. Take what you want, leave what you don't, as we always say. Okay, so this quote, I love this quote. We've just finished our 21-day morning ritual challenge inside Merry Body. Everyone's amazing. You know, whoever ticked off 21 days, amazing. If you ticked off 10, amazing. If you ticked off 1, amazing, whatever. But there was this ongoing theme of this consistency being created inside Merry Body with our members and people feeling great about it and really starting their days off with an amazing pep in their step, as I like to say. All right. But this quote was one that we shared during the challenge and it kind of just sums up why a ritual of any kind is important. A daily ritual is a way of saying I'm voting for myself. I'm taking care of myself by Marielle Hemingway. And I just think that is a beautiful two-sentence realization of why something like a morning ritual or a daily ritual, doesn't have to be in the morning, something taking time for yourself, why this is important.
I mean, like when you put it like that, in that very short, simple quote, you're like, oh, yeah, I need this.
Oh, I forgot. I'm important.
I need to take care of myself. Like, who else is going to look after me if I don't look after me?
It's true, you know, though. Like, we sometimes put ourselves, like, we can get pushed down on that list of importance. Yeah. Even, like, I will be the first to say, like, even my inbox becomes more important than me. And that's crazy.
Poor Carlsie.
No, it's myself.
I know. So
it's me because I'm like, I know. No, we all have these like stupid expectations or like I think, you know, the world's going to end that I don't reply to this person in 20 minutes. And it's like, no, it's like, not, you know, true. You have your coffee instead.
Like have your coffee in peace. Like just relax, chill. Oh my gosh, it's so silly. I mean, is it like – it's kind of like this – you kind of get a bit deluded, really, in a way.
It's a productivity it's like an addiction. Epidemic, this productivity addiction.
Well, I think especially for the type A's of us, the Virgos of us, the perfectionists of us, you hang on to these things and you think like, no, I need to get this done. Mm. Then I can X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. Then I can look after myself. And it's just – it kind of sets you up to fail at some point.
Well, the thing is, there's never
going to – it sets you up for burnout.
And, yeah, and there's a never ending, only then can I relax because the list before that, you just keep adding
on. So then you just never relax or you never take these moments of self-care. You forget about your morning ritual or whatever daily ritual of care that you think you should have because the other stuff is more important. So this is our reminder for you to take time for yourself every day to look after you. To look after your health, because this is what self-care is. It is looking after your health, be that mental, physical, emotional, spiritual health, all of these aspects.
And like these small things that might seem small that we do every day actually make a big difference.
Yeah. Well, as you said, underline every day. When we do something small every day, I mean, look at the grand picture, look at the overall life picture. That's a lot. That's many things.
I mean, it's this whole idea, like, I can, like, think of it like the simple action of, like, drinking enough water.
Yeah, I'm thirsty right now. Yeah, I know. I was thinking
that. I should have got some water. But, you know, if we only drank water once a week,
yeah,
we would be severely dehydrated. We'd probably die. Like, you know, because I think you need water. You become dehydrated in like a certain amount of time. I think
it's like 3 days.
Yeah, it's like not long. So if we were only to focus on drinking water once a week,
you would die.
We wouldn't survive. And this is the same thing with our daily rituals, like the things that bring us a moment of peace, or the things that help us stay mobile, the things that stop us from being sedentary, the things that allow our mind to be calm for a moment. It's not about doing them once a month or once every now and then. The real impact happens when we do it often, consistently, even for a small amount of time.
Yes.
Even if it's you spend your first 10 breaths of the day sitting on the end of your bed, breathing deeply into your belly, that will change your life.
Yeah. I think it's so amazing to think that as well. Like, you know, it's so doable and it can have a really big, amazing impact on your life as a whole.
So what's our morning ritual? Shall we share it?
Yeah. And I mean, like, the thing is that the biggest thing I love about our morning rituals now is that we're so flexible too. I mean, like, there's very rarely that I do take a flexible, like, I'm usually doing it every morning. I wake up and I actually scrape my tongue.
So do I.
And I mean, we don't need to go into every detail. Like, yes, I go to the toilet.
Oh, maybe not that. Gosh, I get it. It's part of your daily
ritual. Not every day in the morning like that. Not, you know.
Can
okay,
we not talk about this, please? You scrape your tongue.
I scrape my tongue.
How many times?
Well, I just make sure, like, you know, I do it and, like, some stuff gets off of my tongue. It's like, why?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I always had the impression, like, that three was fine. But I actually was reading Shara's Ayurvedic. So inside our teacher training, there's a module on Ayurveda. We have an amazing practitioner coming in for our trainees, and she's also provided this it's called a dinyanchara. I don't know how to say it properly, but it's like a daily sacred ritual, and scraping of the tongue is one of them. However, it says 7 to 13 times. And I was like, oh my God. So the other day I did 7 to 13 times. And I was like, that's so many more than I usually do.
Yeah, I definitely don't do it that many. But I will now. I think I go
too hard.
I think I do 4 times.
I'm like, oh, I think I need to calm down on the tongue.
Don't hurt your tongue. Oh, Carla.
Crazy. But no, I scrape my tongue too.
Scrape my tongue.
Have a big glass of water.
I drink, like, I try and make sure I drink like a big glass of water, sometimes with lemon in it. And then I make a coffee.
Before I make my coffee, I'll have a scoop of peanut butter because I don't like drinking your
Often do that, or I'll have like a little bit of coconut milk. Like, I'll drink some coconut
milk.
Yeah,
I do that too, but I feel like because my coffee's full of coconut milk because have espresso.
Yeah.
But I have a coconut milk flat white, and so I think, well, I'm still on an empty stomach if I'm just having
scoop of peanut butter. Guys, I told you, you're taking notes, right?
Yeah, my naturopath Emily would be like, Carla, no.
She would say, have your coffee. Yeah.
She would say, no, don't do that.
Yeah, so perhaps you should have some breakfast before your morning coffee. Anyway, we have our coffees, and, like, obviously we're doing it, you know, I'm doing it in my home, Carla's doing it in her home. We just have the same morning ritual, though. And then we do some exercise.
Yes.
So some movement.
Any movement. So, well, actually, it's a combination of three. So it would either be a walk. Guys, are you taking notes? Because we take a walk. Or it would be yoga or Pilates. I'm going to say it's usually a walk or Pilates.
Yeah, in the morning.
In the morning.
And then it might be a bit of yoga later.
Yes. Some rolling or something off my hip. I've been rolling lately, which has been great.
Well, I've got my balls out now.
To clarify, she's got her remedial massage balls that she rolls on. She doesn't have her balls out.
No. I didn't even mean to. Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Very literal. Yeah, so that's our morning ritual. But I must agree, like, that it's really nice to be in a place where you can be flexible with your morning ritual.
Yeah, like yesterday we got up and started work at 5:30 a.m.
Because I had edits to do.
Well, checks, final checks.
I had final checks
final
to do.
Final checks. So, we don't edit our videos.
No,
we
don't. God, no.
Must remember to clarify that. Just doing edits. No, we don't edit our videos. I don't know how to edit videos.
That would be our amazing video team who does that. We just do a final check through.
Damiano keeps pulling me up on that because he's like, you're not editing, you're checking. I'm like, yeah, true, I'm not editing.
Oops. Sometimes we edit. Like, no, we are notified of the edits.
Yes, we recommend edits.
Yeah, recommend edits. And then they happen magically with our video team. Thank you, Kim and team. So it is really nice to be not attached to a ritual.
Yes.
Because I feel like if it then leads to attachment, it then leads to resentment and leads to some kind of feeling like this is now a chore. Whereas I like to treat my morning ritual as also a practice of gratitude. Like, wow, I'm alive, I'm breathing, I'm moving, I'm tasting my delicious coffee. Aren't I lucky? So it actually is also a moment for me to feel gratitude.
Yeah, no, I like that. And also it brings in this sense of like, oh, you know what? Like if it's a Saturday or Sunday and I want to have a little sleep in or like I want to just relax, it lets you just relax.
And lets you be okay with that without feeling guilty.
I mean, like, what's the point of skipping your morning ritual and your morning exercise if you're just going to feel bad about it? It's like, oh, God, this is bad. Like, that, I don't want that. No. I used to have that. I'm so glad I don't. Now I can relax, you know, maybe spend a morning doing whatever I want. And then it's like, oh, it's 3 o'clock. Actually, now I might do my workout. And that's also great. Now I'll do my morning ritual, but it'll be in the afternoon.
Yeah, just a daily ritual.
Yeah. So I think it's really nice to have that sense of flexibility. You know, it's like, yeah, start your day like this and you might feel amazing. However, be okay if you don't get it done in that time frame. Do it later. But I think it is important to be like, all right, if – okay, daily movement to me is like a necessity. And if it isn't an hour long, that's okay. But I even think making sure you get even just 5 minutes, go for a little walk around the block. If you get to the afternoon and you're like, oh, I didn't do anything, go for a walk around the block. I don't know, do 10 star jumps. Like do something. I really believe in that. Just a point in your day where you're pumping your body, like you're moving. Well, it is
important for the body to do that.
The lymphatic system
to be functioning. Like the lymphatic system, like if you don't know, doesn't have like a pump. So it is a part of the circulatory system, but it doesn't have a pump like the blood system does, like the heart pumping the blood around and around.
And also, like, just move get the endorphins. Like,
there's so many reasons to move, like, that are not just about like your external body or anything.
Like, if you're
that.
Feeling dull, do some exercise or movement and you'll notice you feel a bit brighter because chemically stuff is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, many reasons to
hormonally
move.
Stuff is happening.
Yeah.
Your endocrine system is doing stuff.
And then, you feel this sense of accomplishment. You feel the dopamine, the oxytocin, the serotonin, the endorphins. And then you also feel like this sense of I'm taking care of myself. Like I feel good about that. Like I'm glad I set aside that time for me. And you feel this ripple out into your life. You feel like less resentment for all the other things you have to do. Because I think, you know, sometimes if you put yourself like so far down the list, eventually you feel resentment to all those other things that you put ahead of yourself and you start blaming. You're like, well, like that's your fault. Like now I have no time for me. And like, but really it's our fault. Like we have to take some responsibility to realize, okay, well, I didn't set aside my 5 minutes.
Well, this is what I think. Like if we're talking in like a relationship dynamic where maybe you're living with your partner, and it's like you feel like, you know, you're taking on board all these chores. It's like just don't do them.
I know. It's like let go of the clean house for a little bit.
Like I do that. Like if I feel like I'm doing too much, I'm like, oh, well, I'm just going to leave it. And I mean, it doesn't ever get to the point of like where we're living in filth. Like It's never really, but you know, it might be like clutter. There might be stuff on the ground, like bags, and like this is what I feel like happens. Or I might have the clothes that I put in the wash and on the, you know, indoor clothesline, the clothes hoist or whatever you call it. What do you call that thing?
A clothes hoist?
Yeah, the drying thing.
The drying rack?
Because sometimes I'll do washing at night because I'm like, I just don't have time.
Yeah.
Because I'm driving to your house and I haven't put a load on. So I'm like, I'll just do it at night. Like, why do I have to be attached to the sunlight? I get sunlight inside my house. It'll be inside, but it's done then. Mm-hmm. So I'll do it at night. And then I'm like, oops, I kind of left those clothes up all week. Whatever. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care enough. I care more about myself.
Yes, than the clean clothes, the clean house or the tiny house.
I love all those, you know, videos of the people who are doing all these hacks and like, yeah, like make your house smell good and like, you know, yeah, I want to do all that. But you know what? I'm going to look after me first. And I know you might fight that argument and say like, but it makes me feel good. But I tell you know what might make you feel even better? Like something just for you. Mm. Like, I don't know.
I agree. 100%.
I mean, you could also say that your morning cleaning session is a great workout. Very true. I like to think of that too. Like, I actually feel really good when I vacuum the house or like, you know.
Incidental.
Do you know
exercise.
What I feel really good when I'm in the garden and I'm like, geez, that's a hard workout. Like,
that's so good.
But I really enjoy that. Mm. But I wouldn't enjoy it every day.
Yeah.
No way. Like, no.
And I think, yeah, I think having, you said it right before, like having that thing that's just for you.
Yeah, like it feels a bit more special. Bit more,
like it doesn't have like another purpose. Like the purpose is to just give yourself some time instead of it being like, oh, look at me, I'm cleaning the house and I'm getting my workout. Like that's well done you being very productive with your time and getting the workout and the cleaning. Great. Okay, well, can you at least still just give yourself a 2-minute little breather?
Yeah. I think another nice thing to do is like when you just are reading a book that, you know, it's not a self-help book. It's not a,
it's a story.
It's a story. Maybe it's an autobiography, nothing to do with your work. I don't know. It's just a beautiful book where you're so engrossed.
It's like it feels indulging almost.
And you're like, but it shouldn't feel like indulging. It's like so lovely to have that experience. I love that experience. And I'm always like trying to be like, what's my next book? I keep buying books and I'm like, it wasn't that book, you know?
We need another My Brilliant Friend because it was that book.
That was like hook, sinker, boom. There's so many books that we haven't read that are amazing like that. I need those books.
Please, if you have any recommendations, let us know because we would love to hear about them. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, this is important. Time for you is important. And that's just kind of what we're underlying here. And it doesn't need to be something fancy. It doesn't need to be the next fad. It doesn't need to be any particular thing that someone else is doing that you have to do.
Yeah, it could
doesn't
just
need
be
to
uniquely
be, you
yours.
Know, like celery juice and lemon this and
oh my god, I just am so
let them go. Oh. I don't care what you eat in a day. I don't care what you do in your morning ritual. Just make it something that is just for you.
I think isn't that the funniest thing? Like whenever I'm like hearing about the new fad, I'm like, I can't.
The other day I saw this thing. It was like on Instagram and it was an interview that just like, no thanks. I don't want to know about that. Diet culture. That is diet culture. Like Jennifer Garner was being interviewed and like, I was like, cool. Like I like this actress. Like I want to listen to this. And then they freaking asked her what she eats in a day. And I was like, aren't we, it's 2023. Is there not a more interesting question we could ask her? Like, I don't know. Maybe we could ask her about like, the movie that she's in and like how did she enjoy making that? Like what was challenging about this character?
How many press interviews are there with actresses, especially where it's like, how do you stay so thin? Or like, what's your diet like? And blah, blah, blah. And like, it's so funny when there's the actresses, I think like Scarlett Johansson didn't. It's like, are you really asking me this?
Yeah,
or like,
I mean, I love
Anne Hathaway. I think she did too. I think
they all have started to do it. Like, Jennifer Lawrence. Like,
yeah.
She's
oh my
like,
gosh.
Is
she's
not
actually
a more,
the best.
Is there not a more interesting question you have for me?
Yeah, she said that with like such a deadpan face. I actually love her so much. There's so many great actresses who have started to pull up all these dumb people who ask
it's
these
like,
dumb questions.
We don't care what you eat. Like, I want to know about you.
Yeah, I just. So I'm so – it's so great though because now I'm not sucked into these fads or sucked into these things. I mean, and the truth is, starting your morning with a celery juice might be really good. It's also true that, yeah, when you separate your veggies and your meats or whatever the blood sugar thing is, yeah, that impacts your blood sugars. Like, I don't want to talk about this. I don't even want to do it. I don't want to do it.
I don't care.
I don't care about it. And I mean, if it's also like, you know, if it actually you need to for your health, like if you need to do this,
yes,
go for it.
That's different.
And I mean, I don't know, if you're really into this stuff and you just find pure joy at this stage in all this stuff, go for it. When it stops being pure joy, let go, let go, let go. Because probably for a while, Carla and I were really into these like daily things, you know, the hacks that make you feel good. We were really into it and it did bring us joy for a moment.
Mm.
Then it brought more stress. Then we realized it was this endless merry-go-round of like, now there's this fad, now there's this fad, now you have to do this. And it's like, all right, now I'm just anxious and I can't do it anymore. And it's getting like,
and I can't live my life.
And I've got so many supplements and like, I can't do it. And now this is bad. No, this is good. Now this is bad. Now this is good. Oh no, now back to this one. And it's just like, all right, I'm not living. I'm just trying to be healthy and trying to live forever, but I'm just living with supplements.
Yeah, and so you're not actually living at all. You're lengthen this unliving.
It doesn't make sense. So that's like, you know, we're passionate about this.
But what we are passionate about is carving out a little bit of time for you. And whatever, and that is an act of self-care. And whatever that might look like for you, whether it is a two-minute deep breathing session, whether it is a 5-minute walk, whether it's a 30-minute walk, an hour walk, whatever you have time for, know that that time is like meaningful and powerful. And we do what we can with what we have because we understand people are busy. You have lots of things to do. You do have a big list. But can we make sure that we allocate a bit of that list to ourselves?
Yeah, let's try.
Let's try it. Yeah, let's try anyway.
Let's just try our best.
Yeah. But if you love this episode, let us know. If you feel inspired to carve out a little bit of time, let us know. If you're looking for something to do, like that will help you feel, you know, that bit of me time because you're not sure what it could be, download one of our free classes. I feel like a beautiful yoga class could be nice. You know, so under 20-minute class.
Yeah.
We've got our fusion class as well, Joyful Fusion. Oh, what is it? Which one is it?
No, we have Mood Lifter Fusion.
I mean, that's a perfect thing. Okay, we're putting the link in the show notes. There's a free fusion class. It's a combination of yoga and Pilates. It's called Mood Lifter Fusion. It's like the ultimate class to put you in a good mood.
Yeah, I really love that one.
It's fun. It's strength building. It's balance testing. You will love it. So we've got that link for you. It's free. Pop your email in and you'll get it like immediately, literally in the thank you page. It's there. So go and do that class and then report back to us once you've done it because we want to hear about it.
Yes.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
With a brand new episode and a brand new theme. Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.